This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, modularity, and indestructibility. G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. You know, back in January 12th, I had the heart attack of 2015. And I got home on January the 21st. And it was a while before I could actually sit up. That's with a heart attack, when they do open heart surgery on you, the recovery is so much worse from the open heart surgery than the heart attack itself. However, after I finally got all the fluid out of my lungs, because when I got home, I had a lot of fluid in my lungs and I couldn't stay awake. I couldn't sleep because I felt like I was drowning. I started watching YouTube. Because I really didn't have anything else I could do. I couldn't pick up. You're restricted. You can't drive. You can't use your arms at all. You can't pick up something that weighs as much as a gallon of milk with both hands. Okay? So I was basically couch bound for quite a while. So I would pop on YouTube. Because YouTube was the only place. I just got cable TV back. I didn't have cable TV back then. YouTube was an escape. I could watch other things happening out there. It had already been a shock to me because when I got out of the hospital, my son was driving me home. I noticed that the world kept spinning, even though my heart almost stopped beating. The world at large didn't care. So that was a nice, fine, sobering moment for me. But then we finally come home, and so I'm watching YouTube. And in February, or maybe it was March, I don't remember when, but I pop onto this one channel, and I discovered this thing called a video log, or a vlog. And there's this guy, this kid, he was like 30, 34, 33 years old, named Casey Neistat. Now, don't get me wrong, I could tell that Casey is a Huffington Post type. But as a creative, this young man was really creative. And I was amazed at what he could do with video. And I watched all of his videos. He was doing something every day. He started a daily vlog. And he was remarkably successful at that from March or February of 2015 till this month. He went from 500,000 subscribers to 5.7 million subscribers. In the month of September alone, he had 155 million views. But then he did something. And one of the reasons that I continue to watch young Mr. Neistat is because Mr. Neistat offered me an escape. Nobody needs to live in this echo chamber that is the political discourse all the time without some means of, some escapist way to go. And, this kid, 35 years old, he's running around doing all kinds of wild, crazy things. creatively. I've always been fascinated by video. I tried to start video before the heart attack. Well, I made the resolution that I was really going to get serious about the video after the heart attack because of watching this kid. Then in October, he got out there and he did a video where he comes and gets in front of his camera and says, Hillary Clinton, I'll be voting for Hillary Clinton. And then it was, you know, there's nothing wrong with voting for Hillary Clinton if that's who you really wanted to vote for. I kind of question why. But that, and none of this stuff that he said in this video was enough to drive me away. I understood a lot of things that were going on there. Then he started attacking Trump as an egomaniacal this and all this other stuff. And still, I realized what he was putting himself into. This kid had gained 5.2 million people wanting to see everything he did every day up to this point by being apolitical. That was what attracted me to him. Even after he decided to go political, which I knew his background, he had associated with Hillary Clinton before. He's a follower of Al Gore's. He thinks there's climate change happening. I get all that stuff. I understand it. The blowback against him was interesting to watch. This is a kid who off of YouTube is making $300,000 per month. Let me say that again. $300,000 per month. That's what one source estimates he was making off of YouTube. $303,000 per month. This past weekend, he just stopped. I don't know if it was because of the blowback. Maybe he claims it was due to the fact that it was no longer creative to him. It didn't challenge him anymore. And, you know, when you build a following like that, you know, the people that listen to me, I owe them. I owe every one of you for taking the time to listen to me. However you're going to listen, whether it's on a podcast or live or whatever you're doing, however you're listening, I owe every one of you. And the only way for me to pay you is to be here. And it's not about being creative. It's about being driven. And, I mean, I will drive on with the video thing. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because YouTube is becoming a bigger and bigger part of this show. And, I'm trying to push a lifestyle. And I'm trying to aim it at everybody, but primarily, at people my age. But it's welcome to anybody. But what this kid doesn't understand, and I think a lot of people don't understand, is by Trump winning, that doesn't mean that you're still an American, young Mr. Neistat. You're still part of the greatest country on the planet. You're still part of a country that I put on a uniform and I went out and defended you and every liberal out there. Not because you asked me to. Not because you made me do it. Because I wanted to. And you're still a part of that. So there's no need to quit doing what you're doing. There's no need to quit doing anything that you're doing. You simply have to do what we've had to do. You have to accept that this is the way things go in this country. And this country this time pushed back because there's a greater dissemination. The same thing that makes YouTube possible today, that makes that platform so big and so robust, is the same thing happening in news. There's more dissemination of information ever. And if you don't want to get it from the big three, well, you can go somewhere online. You can go somewhere on another channel. I mean, there's so many ways to find your information out today. So if you're out there and you are a liberal, as much as I'm beating you up and everything, that's because you're being violent and you're being unreasonable. You're an American. You're like me. And I defended you, and I would do it again. And everybody that's ever done it would do it again or are doing it today. There is no need for this temper tantrum. There's no need to shut everything down. There's no need to, you know, we'll see what Mr. Neistat does. He says he's going to still be doing YouTube and everything else. And I hope he does. I hope I'm wrong. I'm hoping this isn't about the blowback he got. Because that would be a shame. Because that would stifle creativity. And I've never wanted that to be that way. My two cents, it's worth exactly what you guys just paid for it. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. Quality, a warranty, unlike any in the industry today. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. One of the criticisms of reality television is that their writers manufacture a faux conflict to try to gin up the ratings of the show. Evidently, the creative minds in the left-wing media have taken a page from the book of reality TV producers, as they've made it their mission to provide viewers with hysterical and sensationalized coverage of the Trump transition into the White House. Though the public lamentations of the Clinton News Network and MSNBC hosts like Rachel Maddow following Trump's victory were entertaining, that was short-lived. The mainstream media hosts hurriedly pivoted to scrutinizing every pick and potential candidate for President-elect Trump's cabinet. They especially like his Twitter feed. They really like talking about that. They're depicting the standard selection process as a messy disaster. A recent article on CNN described the transition as turbulent and chaotic, while failing to provide any meaningful justification for such characterizations. To the media, Trump shifting his focus from one shortlister to another can never be chalked up to a simple change of heart. This must mean instead that his team is plagued with indecision. Likewise, the appointment of two individuals who don't particularly like each other earns him a charge of pitting his subordinates against one another. Then the Clinton News Network went on to infer that the process had been made hectic by Trump's own design. If the Trump people wanted it to be the no-drama Obama transition, that Trump would make it happen, but they don't. The aim is to portray Trump as an incompetent and indecisive leader. Every surprise move is painted as rash impulsivity, followed by a period of second-guessing. That tactic is not a new one. The media took the same angle in the selection of Mike Pence as VP, and it was widely reported that Trump immediately regretted his choice and attempted to back out of that. That originated from CNN's Dana Bash, who provided no source for the allegation, and a Trump campaign spokesperson denied the story outright. The Huffington Post, reporting on the incident, encapsulated the media's intentions perfectly. Not exactly an impressive performance from an inspiring decider-in-chief. For every tapped appointee, a flurry of hit pieces surface to explain precisely why the individual in question will plunge America into eternal darkness. Most recently, Jeff Sessions, who Trump has selected for the position of Attorney General on Friday, has been targeted by all the usual suspects for his alleged white supremacist and racist past. Like all good stories, the charges have a modicum of truth at their center. 30 years ago, a black lawyer accused Sessions of calling him boy. Though the claims were never substantiated, the incident delayed Sessions' nomination in the Senate Judiciary Committee, causing him to withdraw his name from the list of potential candidates. This sequence of events, along with other similarly questionable allegations, have been twisted in creative ways to produce the following excoriating headlines, like Donald Trump puts White House, white back in White House, taps Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. Trump picks Jeff Sessions, senator accused of racism, for Attorney General. And then coming from Jezebel, which is a so unimpeachable source on Twitter, Senator Jeff Sessions, once deemed too racist to become a federal judge, will be Trump's attorney general. The same news media are supplementing their tales of chaos by drudging up stories about the Trump University controversy again. According to recent reports, the slew of fraud lawsuits surrounding the program are approaching settlement, and that's a good thing. Trump's decision to settle these suits rather than battle them out over a period of years has put him in a position to more fully dedicate himself to governing, while also sparing him further negative press on the topic. Yet, news organizations such as NBC, Reuters, and others are instead using the occasion to remind readers of Trump's controversial comments about Gonzalo P. Curiel, the judge overseeing the case. He argued that Curiel's Mexican heritage and strong ties to the immigrant community posed a potential conflict of interest in the case, rightfully so. Never mind that in 2001, now Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor stated in a speech published by La Raza Law Journal that the ethnicity and sex of a judge may and will make a difference in our judging. When a woman of Puerto Rican heritage says it, it's insightful. When a white Republican says it, it's racist. This will continue to accelerate as the Inauguration Day approaches. Don't expect the reality show left to actually put out their, you know, they don't have any imagination enough to seek out new material. Here's the other thing, though. Thanks to Harry Reid, it doesn't matter what they say. If McConnell can get the Republicans to unite, Sessions is the Attorney General, because all they got to have is a simple majority. 51 votes. They got 52. Reid put that in place. One of the things that they don't like is that, well, they don't like having their own rules thrown in their face. They don't like having to live by them. Which, it's, you know, it's perfect. That's the way. That's the way of the world, you know. When Harry Reid did that in 2013, he should not have expected that it would not be thrown back at him. So, of course, he's headed out the door. It'll be Schumer that has to deal with this, though. I just find it funny. I find it funny that they've set all these rules in place. See, look, Obama set the precedent. Nobody knows what he got in school. Nobody knows what his grade point average was. Nobody knows where he graduated in his class, because all of that is sealed. And yet they're hammering Trump about his taxes. That's a big thing, his taxes. We know he paid taxes. We know he paid more taxes than anybody in Washington, D.C. We know that. And he's in the middle of an audit. We know why that happened, too. So, but Trump's wrong. We know that the Senate Democrats set this up. And thankfully, so far, McConnell hasn't turned back the clocks, you know, turned back the hands of time. But, hey, I'm glad they get to live with their own medicine. That'll be a good, important object lesson, a teachable moment. We'll be right back.
Call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here, still coming at you from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality in the fact that of every tactical holster that I've ever tried, and I've tried all of them really, this is the most indestructible one out there. This is the one that fits and never changes that fit. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. The left is trying to come to grips with their utter rejection. They thought we wanted gun control. We didn't. They thought we wanted them to be in charge of our entire lives. We didn't. They thought we wanted them to be in charge of health care. We didn't. Their response to a Donald Trump, which Donald Trump will be the figurehead of the entire ship of rejection, which they now find themselves on, is they're going to be falling back on an endless series of freak outrages. The hyperbolic, unhinged, hack media-fueled spasms of faux moral panic every time he does anything. Point one, someone to a job, freak out. That's an outrage. Go to dinner, freak out. That's an outrage. Actually keep promises made to the voters. Well, you're going to freak out because that's an outrage, but that's not going to work. Not anymore. Not with the form of the destructor, Hillary, and the rest of the super smart smug fail choose. Freak outrage fatigue is in effect. You can cry Wolf Blitzer all day long and nobody cares. That's your problem. Nobody cares what you say now. Because it's been you've been proven to be not only wrong, but lying. It's also important to understand why liberals are so angry and so scared. They're angry because they believe they have a moral right to command us. Apparently bestowed by Gaia or hashtag science or having gone to Yale. Or we are, and we are irredeemably deplorable for not submitting to their benevolent dictatorship. They're scared because they fear we will wage the same kind of campaign of petty, and in some cases not so petty, oppression, intimidation, and bullying that they intended to wage upon us. And their fear, well, for me anyway, tastes like sunshine puked up by a unicorn. It would be nice to consider being magnanimous in our total victory, but that lasted until a bunch of loving, tolerant, peaceful anti-Trump demonstrators jumped people and started hurting their dogs. So now their pain is my sugar. And I say let's spend the next 4 years having our coffee sudden impact style. You want to play the freak out rage card? Go ahead. Make my day. It's the only practical tool that they have left, secession being hard and scary when you're on the side that wets itself around guns. So instead, they're going to sow cultural chaos with the eager, slobbering cooperation of the dying, oh yes, dying mainstream media, and hence the nonstop series of post-defeat freak outrages over each and every action undertaken by President-elect Trump. Has anybody noticed that one thing that he has not done? Does anybody remember when Obama was the president-elect, and he created something called the Office of the President-elect. Had his own seal and everything on a lectern. Do you remember that? Notice that Trump has not gotten out there and said, the Office of President-elect. No, he's just going about it, because soon he'll be in the office of the president. He knows that. That's coming. He's been a big boss before. He's going to be the biggest boss now. No, he's not that worried about it. So we have this nonstop series of post-defeat freak outrages over each and every action taken by President-elect Trump. And I know how Chris Matthews felt when he felt that tingle in his leg. I get that every time I think about how much it hurts you, liberals. And, you know, it's a loser's game. Freak outraging is not a power move. It's a sign of weakness. It's weak because to work, it depends entirely on cooperation by us. And by President-elect Trump, and, oh, gosh, I can feel it again. We have to allow it to work. And the libs can't make us do anything because we now control everything. The Reed rule is in effect. The players, well, players, you know, and we're going to beat down liberalism like a Nordic track beats down Harry. Freak outrage is manipulation, so it depends upon the credibility of the freak outrager in the eyes of the freak outragee. And there's a problem. Do you see it? Because the freak outragers are liberals, amplified by the liberal mainstream media, there's a bit of a credibility gap in the eyes of us, the freak outragees. And similarly, huge gaps include the Grand Canyon and the yawning chasm between Obama's self-regard and his accomplishments. Now, to work, the freak outragee has to take the freak outrage seriously. Like, wow, I can't imagine that anyone would call the attorney general appointee a white supremacist Klan lover without a really good reason. I shall be wary of this ruffian. But when they literally call everyone associated with Donald Trump a bigot, a racist, a sexist, an Islamophobe, a transphobe, and miscellaneous phobe, including, by extension, the nearly 50% of Americans who voted for him over Harridan McHarpy, then you're losing your credibility. When you redefine bigotry to mean I don't like you, you've deprived the word of its bite. You got non-political people watching, and when no one goose steps out of their houses to throw them into Jesus camp with all the other people whose ancestors didn't hail from Dusseldorf, they're going to figure out that your endless freak outrages are all lies, just like they figured out already. When everybody's terrible, nobody is, especially when the people you say are terrible really aren't. Freak outrage needs the cooperation of President-elect Trump. That just keeps happening. It's on my right side, too, right up and down the lake. And that's another reason that you're going to fail. Because freak outrage is really a way you and your media fluffers try to train conservative leaders. You try to teach the Republican leader that if he does anything you don't approve of, you're going to scream and you're going to whine and he'll have to back down. If it's a means of control, then you employ it like a shock collar. And this works on a lot of Republicans are used to. Oh, no, the WAPO is angry. You better start hashtag caring. The Donald? No, he doesn't care. Ditching this Prestes scarf on a sirloin? Damn's given zero. Pointing hardcore conservative? Damn's given zero. Building the wall, repealing OCARE, SCOTUS Justice Willett? Damn's given zero. You're going to be freaking out, and the president will be eating a taco bowl and kicking it old school with his hot immigrant wife like a boss, penning and phoning Obama's miserable legacy into oblivion. So carry on with your freak outrage, please. Every time you do it, it makes you weaker and it makes us stronger. Everyone sees the truth behind your freak outrage scam. Everyone sees the truth behind you. The audience of Hamilton didn't boo Pence. The cast didn't lecture Pence. The audience booed us. The cast lectured us. You hate us, don't you, liberals? Hate, not merely dislike, you hate. You dream of a country without us. So your freak outraging did do us one solid. You help remind us who our real enemy is, and it's you. And we know it because your dorky safety pin not moving to Canada like you promised freak outragers keep telling us that. Message received. Thanks for telegraphing all of that. We will keep this in mind as we go forward. And oh yeah, we will be going forward. You can come with us or Canada is waiting for you. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Sort of a mellow jam, as it sort of feels like a piano bar kind of thing. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, indestructibility, the modularity to put it anywhere. Anywhere. It will mount in your car, it will mount on your belt, your chest, your leg, wherever you need to put it. Coming from the editorial board at the Dallas Morning News, they published a piece that says America's inability to even talk about gun regulations is literally killing us. They write, the election of Donald Trump has given this country an unexpected opportunity, some breathing room to talk about gun violence without anyone fearing that Congress might delete the Second Amendment or that the White House could send troops to the door to confiscate our rifles. Read the editorial. First of all, you don't own any rifles. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. Congress can't delete the Second Amendment, okay? They can't do that. And the White House is not going to send troops because they've taken it down to Pearl Harbor levels. And all of those people get to, embrace transgenderism and safe spaces and everything else. They're not coming to my door. So right away, I know that this editorial board is absolutely clueless. Absolutely clueless. Citing a gun-related death in every 15 minutes in America, the fact that even adjusted for population size, guns are astoundingly more likely to be the cause of death here than elsewhere, the newspaper says it's time to talk about the numbers. They write, after massacres, liberals shout for new controls, sometimes acting as if the Second Amendment doesn't exist. And then conservatives use the amendment as a battle flag, digging their heels around an absolutist view of gun rights in this country. And that is dangerous, disingenuous, and relatively recent. The paper says some laws are too restrictive, but not all of them. Whether it's a mass shooting like in Orlando or a tragic accident in your neighbor's backyard, we've got to be able to talk about how to prevent such deaths, reads the editorial, and to do it without the instant and ungrounded charge that such talk presents a clear and present danger to the Second Amendment. It's our job, all of ours, to launch these conversations to start testing which proposals make sense, which will make us safer, and which might do more harm than good. Well, there's a problem here, editorial board of the Dallas Morning News. You have no idea what you're talking about. Crime is down. Violent crime is down. Crime with guns is down. It was going down prior to the assault weapon ban, and it's been going down. It continues to go down where concealed carry becomes more prevalent.
Yeah,
it does. And thankfully, they don't, you know, they're talking to every 15 minutes. So right there, they're referencing suicide. Okay. I'm all for, I'm as pro-life as anybody can get. Not only do I not want to see babies aborted, I don't like the idea of anybody dying prematurely. And yet they do. They do, don't they? They die by drowning, and they die in accidents, car accidents, falls, being struck by lightning. Then there's sickness and disease and, you know, medical misadventure and all these other things. Now, if you really, and you know, there's 2.5 million people average that die in the United States. And I'm talking to the Dallas Morning News. There's 2.5 million people on average who die per year prematurely. Not due to natural causes, if you will. Now, if you wanted to really take a bite out of that number, then you need to attack heart disease, cancer, and medical misadventure. Okay? You need to take a bite out of that. Heart disease is taking 25% of America goes from heart disease, and nearly the same amount of people from cancer, of whatever source it is. So half of it is due to sickness. Cancer, I don't know if there's any way to prevent cancer. I really don't. There's ways to treat it. Heart disease is, unless you're born with some sort of heart defect, is pretty much self-made. Mine was self-made. I made it at home. I made it with cigarettes. I made it with bad food. I made it with no exercise. When they said I had a Widowmaker, that was just my name tag that particular day. That was my identifier, Widowmaker. So, you know, getting out here and saying the 15 minutes meme, that they're conflating suicide with murder. Murder is around 8,500 per year. Murder with long guns is so low that it is barely a statistical blip. Death due to murder by guns is the last item on the list of the premature deaths in the United States today. If you want to stop children dying prematurely, then go around and fill in every swimming pool that's in ground. As a matter of fact, get rid of all swimming pools. And don't put anything in buckets. And get rid of tubs. If you want to get rid of deaths to children. Due to drowning anyway, right? These guys, I don't know why they wrote this. But first of all, it is completely vague. They're not getting out there and making, they're not taking a side one way or the other. This is not an editorial. This is an exercise in being wishy-washy. And they're trying to say, this is the moment right now when we have everything to where we can talk about gun regulations. Which one do you suggest that you think is going to make a difference? We've already got background checks. Those aren't stopping crime. Crime is down, not so much because of background checks, but because in a lot of areas there's a reasonable expect that they're going to get shot for their trouble. And often they do. Right now, the Never Trumpers and the Trump temper tantrum throwers, they haven't really done it in too many places where guns are allowed. I'm waiting to see if that happens. And if that happens, then that's probably going to take it. That's going to be an interesting dynamic to observe. Yeah. So I'm waiting to see all of that and see how that goes. But, you know, beyond that, I don't even know why you guys wrote it. Whether it's a mass shooting like in Orlando, which was a terrorist action, or a tragic accident in your neighbor's backyard, which is an accident, and which those are going down too. We've got to be able to talk about how to prevent such deaths. Outstanding. I am all ears. There's nothing you can suggest that is not already. You're talking about an item that is the most heavily regulated item in the United States today. Besides all of the drugs that are on the DEA Schedule 3 or whatever it is that they call it. All of the narcotics and everything. Guns are very heavily regulated. That doesn't, and you know, cars are too. And, you know, murders with a car, well, you know, that doesn't happen as much. But deaths with a car, accidental deaths with a car is around, what, 35,000? Whereas accidental deaths with a gun is, what, around 250? I don't mind somebody wanting to prevent death. I don't mind somebody wanting to make the world better. When somebody's out there wasting my time, I mind that because I can replace money. I could, you know, if I don't like being bald, I could go out and buy the Shatner 2000 toupee. There's so many things I can replace, but the only thing I cannot replace is time. I cannot replace time. And when this was a waste of time. This was a waste of time and ink and space and whoever read it. And if you didn't have anything to say, maybe you could have just gotten out there and talked about, I don't know. How, you know, it's the Dallas Morning News. Is Dallas, are the Dallas Cowboys still hated? I don't follow them enough to know or care. Maybe they could have written about that. There's so many different things they could have done. So many things they could have done, but they didn't do it. They didn't do it. They wrote about this, and they did it in the most vague terms possible, and never came to a conclusion of anything, ever. That's the most interesting part about it. They didn't take one side or the other. I don't get it. Normally, you come out on one side or the other. Hour number three is coming up. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.